Numbers 32, verses 25 to 27. The East Bank. The tribes agree. The contract is drawn up. Let me read the passage to you. Moses has laid down the law. He spelled it out. You must do this. You've made your promise. If you will keep your promise, then such and such will happen. If you fail to keep your promise, then consequences will follow. And this is how the Gadites and the Reubenites respond. Verse 25. We, your servants, will do as our Lord commands. Our children and our wives and our flocks and our herds will remain here in the cities of Gilead. But your servants, every man armed for battle, will cross over to fight before the Lord, just as our Lord, as Moses, says. Numbers 32, verses 25 to 27. The tribes agree, and how they agree too. Note the tone of their agreement. Note their language. We are servants, your servants. They speak of Moses as Lord in verse 25 and verse 27. He is the man who is ruled and governed here. And the word command is used, as he has commanded. We will keep these commands as our Lord commands. And notice the emphasis upon we will do it. We will keep our word. We give our word, it is our bond. We make our vow before you, and before the tribes, and before the Lord too. And we will keep it, as the Lord has decreed. We will cross over to fight before the Lord, as the Lord God, the Lord Jehovah, just as our Lord, that is Moses, says. This is a solemn, binding contract, a word given, and they are to keep it. There's nothing flowery about it. There's no mumbo-jumbo or hocus-pocus. It's all just plain statements. We know the terms. We spell out our agreement. We promise. We recognize. We understand. We see it all. And we will keep our word. We're a willing, determined people. They show promise here. They show commitment. They're willing to enter into a permanent arrangement. The settlement is voluntary, but they enter into it with a good heart and a full declaration. They understood the terms and they agreed and they made their vows before the Lord and before Israel, before Moses. Well, you can see the application. We've met this in earlier chapters, chapter 30, chapter 31 and on. We've seen these sorts of things before. These are very important matters before God. When we make contracts, when we make vows before the Lord, these are binding. These carry consequences, long-term consequences. They're not just idle words and contracts that can be torn up at whim. Sin is involved in the breaking of these contracts. I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking about church. I'm talking about conversion. Conversion is a contract. I take the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. He alone will be my God. He alone will be my Savior. The triune God manifest in Christ is my God. The salvation which he has accomplished is my salvation. I have no other hope. I have no other plea. It is Christ and Christ alone. And I am committed to him. Now this note is perhaps not sounded as much as it should be today. People sing these two hymns I'm going to quote to you. But listen to the words in them. Listen to what's in this hymn. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. Oh yes, believers sing it heartily, but listen to this word. Firm as his throne his promise stands, and he can well secure. Now listen, what I've committed to his hand till the decisive hour. What says, I have committed myself to him. Of course, you know the text in Timothy, you know. He is able to keep to the end, you know, that which we have committed to him, keeping our souls to the end. And Paul can say to Timothy, I have kept the faith, I have held on, I've gone on to the end. Well, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, but the commitment, what I've committed to him. Doddridge as a fool him on this subject. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice. On thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Oh, happy bond, there's the word, look, bond, that seals my vows, there's the other word, to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill his house while to that sacred place I move. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. There's another word, transaction. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I followed on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Now rest my long divided heart, fixed on this blissful centre rest. With ashes who would care to part when called on angels bred to feast? High heaven that heard that solemn vow, that vow renewed shall daily hear, till in life's latest hour I bow and bless in death a bond so dear. That's the way to make conversion. It's not just signing a decision to call that kind of rubbish. No, it's not that. But it is a vow, a commitment, a union with Christ, and never forsake him. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Keep me, keep me. Well, that's Watts, that's Doddridge, that's other writers as well. But that's the scripture here. What you have promised, Reuben and Gad, keep, you must do. That hymn by Doddridge, by the way, is in Happiness, in the section of the hymn book I've quoted. Happiness comes from keeping the vows we have made to Christ. Well, it applies right across the board, as I've said, marriage, church, integrity, family, above all, conversion. Are you converted, my friend? Have you joined yourself to the Lord, or have you rather been joined by the Spirit to the Lord? Have you committed your soul to him? Are you sticking with him? Are you abiding by him? He will remain faithful. Will you remain faithful? He will never break the bond. But will you break it? No, no. Let it not be so. May we be ever for the Lord and with the Lord, and then be forever with him in eternity. Amen.